night, Charles.
Hello, Larry.
It's 5 o'clock down here in Tierra del Fuego, and of course up there, it's about 12 hours or 13 hours. We haven't decided yet, depending on where you are. But this is the fourth show we've done today, and well, there's a lot of exciting news from the Tierra del Fuego 919th Southern Olympic Games. And I'll let Charlie Fuertes here from our local Ministry of Culture describe what we're going to do next. Go right ahead now.
For those of you who have just tuned in, these are the Southern Hemisphere Olympics, the what we like to call the Winter Games here, but of course it is summer down here in Tierra del Fuego, and so the Winter Olympics are run under a different set of rules. We have already seen 4 days of intense competition. The speed mud skating yesterday, of course, was the highlight event. And the star watching event, the Olympic star watching, which is very popular down here.
Well, Charles, excuse me, we're interrupting you.
That's perfectly all right. I have nothing more to say. At this moment, I have to check with the fact man.
Ah, well, now there you go. We're going to take you out now to the ladies uphill, men's downhill race.
Uphill here in Tierra del Fuego for those of you who are watching on your TVs up there in the Northern Hemisphere. Excuse me, Charles.
That's all right. You know, we have that's the beginning of the giant salami now. Yes, sir. And that's number one. Number one is coming down. He has to go through these models here, you see. These models stand out here on the side of the hill.
Look at that!
And, got one there. That's really... I think that they're giving him a two, though, for that that score. Yes?
Now look there. Look at there, Charles. Look at there. You see the man there on those specially constructed mud skis coming down the slalom
well,
now.
Well, this is a little bit irregular, isn't it, Carlos? I mean, he has a motor on the back of those skis.
It's not irregular here for these Olympics, you know, because you have to have something to get any kind of momentum, you know? Sometimes if the unmotorated ski race yesterday, the average time was 8 hours just to go those 5 feet.
Well, the difficulty down here in Tierra del Fuego, you know, is the tremendous winds that blow at about 250 miles an hour. Always west during the afternoon.
That's right.
So the speed skating, of course, records were broken when they were sailing with the wind.
Legs were broken, Charles.
That's very true, but of course when they sailed against the wind, it's taken 2 days now, and they're still working on the 100-yard dash.
100-yard, if you can call that a dash. Elmer Fuente of the little town of El Canto here, you know, is in the lead. He's 3 feet ahead of his nearest opponent, as you can see down there. The wind is keeping him from making what we'd call up north any real progress.
Well, I'm really happy the way the awards have been going here too, Charles.
I'd like to say, Si, that it is true that you can't tell Negro blood from the blood of a white person, as we've been able to see here, and that's been held true. And also, it is true, a lot of people have asked us, can a yodel start a mudslide? Yes, it can, and so we try to keep them from singing. Look, here comes one now. You notice he was not yodeling, he was just screaming. That's all right.
That was Sid Yodel of the Finnish team, you know. They're the only northerners that come down here not to stand on their head, which has given them a tremendous advantage so far. We have a great guest with us tonight, you know. We have the man who has brought the flame, the Olympic flame, all the way from Japan, the great Northern Hemisphere town. He's brought it with him all the way here, and he's here to talk with us, which I think is wonderful since we've had trouble having anybody come.
Take a look at my notes here.
It says that he comes from, if I can say, he says that he comes from Patagonia, which means a land of big feet, from the Spanish patacon or patacon, big foot. I think that's important. And, of course, he lives right next to Yucatan, which means what? Is he ready to go away to our remote here? Look at that color. Isn't that beautiful? That's
terrific.
Incredible. Watching color TV is a lot more interesting than watching these Olympics. A lot of our fans...
Get out of this studio!
It's true that Britain spent at least $761 million on candy. That's more than half the cost of running the Royal Navy.
That's an amazing fact. You know, if it weren't for the facts and figures, sports would be pretty dull.
Particularly these sports with the average event taking 8 to 9 days to complete, you know.
That's true. Do we have
slush hockey. Slush hockey's coming up, the fastest event that we have this year.
Oh, very good.
There they go. You're getting some nice pictures now of the girls down on the ice doing school figures. You know, the school figures here, they have to do calculus down here.
That's true.
And that girl now is doing 2 pi r squared. Very difficult. Has to go over and over those That's
Did you see that pie?
That judge was looking so closely there, she lost her nose.
Yeah.
She can't see now, but she's still skating in circles.
You know, Jimmy, it's true that about 600 tons of rock have fallen off the face of Gibraltar since 1935.
And rolled down.
Yes, but that doesn't happen here with this wonderful mud.
They roll up.
We'd like
look at that.
Yes, we'd like to roll up our report on this event right now and get over to the young Japanese man who's spent so much time and so much trouble getting down here to Tierra del Fuego to bring us the light of international northern sports. Charles, you have the facts on him.
Quite so. We're here in the studio now pre-recording this taped insert in which we're going to talk with Mr. Akira Oh. Mr. O, or Mr. Akira, is an orthodontist poet.
An orthodox poet, did you say?
Orthodontist is orthodox about his teeth.
Gets his teeth into his poetry.
Well, this gentleman, wizened up though he may be, and foreign-looking to our eyes, is actually the composer of the Olympic hymn, which was performed only last week at the Northern-Southern Winter Olympics. And Mr. O brought the flame, as you pointed out, Charlie. He brought the flame all the way down here with him, carried it all the way beside him all the way. And needless to say, it was a hard trip and a hot trip for him.
Certainly was.
Carrying a torch for somebody. do you understand that?
No. I don't know that Mr. O understands much English, do you, Mr. O?
Understand a very good English.
Oh, yes. Are you enjoying your stay in Patagonia?
Oh, yes. Oh, right on.
How do you like the Olympic Games?
Oh, very, very boring, you know. How you say boring?
Good.
Not good, like we have this bad Olympic.
Oh, you think it's
mud,
bad?
Mud everywhere. No chance for businessmen to, make a profit here.
Uh-huh.
With mud, except the laundries, and that's all Chinese.
Uh-huh. Do you find it slows you down, the mud?
Sure. It slowed me down from putting a frame, the northern frame, a proper frame, burn a finger.
Flame.
You try the mud? No, right.
Well, it was the fact that there was a terrible snowstorm going on when you were trying.
45,000 miles an hour of wind. You know, your skaters down here have one reg shorter than other.
Well,
that's because of the gravity.
Us Japanese skaters have both regs short.
Shorter than the other. Is that true?
That's true.
I better put that down.
Okay.
Well, that's why we thought the
also thought music down here terrible. Slushy.
Uh-huh. A slushy.
Not the good music like Olympic music. We have many children marching rock step. How you say rock step? Goose step? Rock step. In the streets of Sapporo.
Here it's called the mudslide.
The mudslide.
Yes.
Sloppy here. Sloppy,
well, not sloppy. The problem is that many people are marching in the streets, but they're covered with mud and you can't see them.
Oh, I thought those were small mud huts in which native villagers live.
They make them out of squares of mud, I understand, which they cut apart and then stack in a circular form to make a round igloo shape.
Yeah, we're hoping for a good rain so we can tell the players from the audience.
Mm. Many of the players here, you can't tell anything at all, you know. They come from small towns, and they're not used to being told anything.
They don't listen is their problem.
The mud in the ears,
they whiz anywhere that can't be controlled.
That's what makes all the mud, true. You know.
Well, Mr. O, I understand that for the edification of the people here, is your contribution to the Southern Olympics with bringing the flame, or the frame, as it were, down here.
Pretty funny.
You understood that.
That you would like to read for us the Olympic Ode.
Oh, yes. Olympic Ode by Akira O.
Yourself.
It's titled, let's have Winter Olympics in Sapporo. It's a better here than in a Bombay. For here you watch from your motel room, but there the ice just melt away. Ritola blossoms are not out yet, but hark, there ring the recess bell. Let's watch the delicate blossoms and not associate with a foreign men. and go get the drunk around in our hotel. Oh, Nippon! Your TV color is exquisite. Your noble, defiant jumpers, a jumper real fine. But even when the Caucasians win all the medals, we be sitting here all year doing fine. Oh, rejoice, a Japanese businessman. Print your menus in advance. And when someone with weird eyes and a funny hat come into your residence or place of business, give him a good table. Or have your wife ask him to dance.
Well,
that's very
well,
good.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we're back out on the speed skating course now.
Jim, I just want to tell you that
the incredible performance of that opening ode there, wasn't it? The name
Chris Kraft first came from the young blacksmith who built the famous boat. His name was Christopher Columbus Smith. It wasn't a mud boat, you understand?
We're cutting away now, you see.
The women's mud wrestling,
yes, but
Charles.
It's just, these people have no chance at a medal at all. I don't think there's any reason to watch these girls.
I don't think these girls care about medals anymore. This is the Hamburg team down there. That's Greta Garbo.
East Germans are winning a lot of medals here at this year's Olympic, understand?
Oh, look, the crowd doesn't appreciate what those two girls are doing down there in the pit. I think we're going to have to cut away
and watch
some more of those Zachary Hall ads.
I'd like to describe, however, Miss Lorelei, the mermaid. She's inflatable and lovely, 6 feet of soft, yielding woman and fish. Surprising. Have her float in the pool, sitting on the patio or on your lap. She's got an exquisite face and a wild body. Golden raffia hair, sea-green gown, and is built like a seductive siren.
That's her down there. Yep. There she is.
Her come-hither eyes seem almost alive, and of course, she's weatherproof.
But she's not mud-proof, and that's put her out of the competition.
That's talented woman.
That takes care of all of the Central American contenders now in this peculiarly Germanic event.
Spanish flying is next, Charles.
Well, it's true. We are going to have to cut away for some more words about gasoline and cars in just a minute from now.
And the dope tests are coming up, too. The doping is waiting. I'm supposed to announce that.
That's true. Well, we'll be back again 12 hours later than noon, your time, tomorrow.
4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
In New York.
Yesterday.
But in the Midwest, Charles, it's really an incredible problem. You see, they're 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock,
but you see, they delay most.
The Garcia Lorca Marathon will be coming up.
And the universe is unbelievable. I mean, our galaxy, the Milky Way, 100 billion stars. 100 billion stars. We wouldn't count up to 100 billion. We could count up to 100 billion, but we would not. They have clusters of galaxies, and then there's big bits of nothing, and so it's awesome, yeah? The universe is awesome using the original version, the meaning of the word awesome, yeah? Not the new one, which is sort of socks and hot dogs. Hey, red and yellow, awesome. You got red and yellow socks? They're awesome, you know, and... But if they were, you'd be... I saw an advert for awesome hot dogs, only $2.99.
I'm marching to dinner, 'cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord.
If they were awesome, you'd be going, I cannot breathe for the way the sausage is held by the bun. It is speaking to me. It is saying, we are lips and thighs of a donkey. Please eat us. But do not think that we are lips when you eat us, otherwise you'll throw up. Which is true. It's awesome. And America needs the old version of awesome because you're the only ones going to space. You've got a bit of cash, and you go up there, and you need awesome because you're going to be going to the next sun to us, and the president's going to be like, can you tell me, astronaut, tell me what it's like? It's awesome, sir. What, like a hot dog? It's like 100 billion hot dogs, sir.
The black hole could be a gravity vacuum. It pulled the Pegasus right out of orbit. seems to be a delay in the transfer circuit somewhere. I'll repeat that. The system won't operate, and we're descending rapidly, making adjustments on a course right for Planet X. And there's the planet, that sandy-colored semi-sphere tilting up on the left there. It appears to have one moon, but it's gone around the edge now. It looked like it was all water to me. I don't want to waste this portal loop, so I'll stop here. No sensation of motion. Oh, damn. I think the gravity waves are affecting this recall unit. Anyway, I'll focus out now there on the surface. It looks like Pismo Beach with no water out there, and we're coming in fast. Situation report? I sure wish I had some company and some good dope. Otherwise, I feel fine. Okay.
They said you were crazy, General, but you were right. This is the first contact between man, me, and alien people. Or it will be in a couple of minutes. I sure hope these pictures are going into loop storage, because this recall is still not working very well, and I banged it up getting out. I'm set up looking out across a big oily sump here and away from the sand dune the Pegasus landed in. And by the way, gentlemen, there's another spacecraft over there, and it isn't one of ours. Oh, all right, those moving figures out there, that's them. It's hard to see in the magnetic light. The colors and images are all slippery. They seem to be flying toward me with the sand blowing and billowing up all around them. Well, they are flying. Look at that!
Great galaxies, look at that!
We don't go into space. We don't go into space. You do. In Europe, we send up tin cans up. That's no fun. You know, it's got to be a... It's got to have a ooh, ooh, you know, and tin cans we don't care about. But you send people up, you know, and you send things to Mars that sometimes get there.
There's also the fact that I have always tried to do things with my life that impressed me. And that I thought were interesting. I like to do things that make me personally go, I really don't know how I did that. And I've always had a gut instinct that if you're part of a big social group and you say to them, hey, I'm going to run 27 marathons, 27 days, they'll say, no, you're not. You big twit. No one does that. My motto is, if you shoot for the stars, you could reach the moon. Very much influenced by NASA's Apollo missions. But you have to almost think beyond the moon to get to the moon. So again, cosmonauts, astronauts, big respect for all of them. They went for the dream.
But you had the metric and the imperial system on the calculations. Because in America, you had the metric system for 2 weeks, it seems, in the 70s. Carter said, well, here's the metric system. You want a metric system? Not with that accent, but, you know. Metric system, and you seem to go, hey, get out of here with your goddamn commie metric system. Coming in here. Hey, see what we got? We got a metric system. We got the outlaw Josie Wales with a metric system. Yeah, he's sharp. Oh, watch him, you watch him. He's got those millimeters and the centiliters and those millipedes full of insects. They are communist insects. And all because of that, this little machine went zoom. All the little microbes and all the little technological things in that thing going to Mars going, wasn't that our turning? So anyway, there's the Big Bang, of course, Big Bang Theory, everything exploded, we're expanding at this very moment, then it's going to contract, come back and do it again. How many Big Bangs have there been? Seven? Well, you know, we don't know. And the chaos theory, I go with the chaos theory. I like it because shit happens, yeah? And that's the one that seems to explain it to me. The explanation is there's no explanation because shit happens. But with a sort of spiritual, you know, thing on top of, hey, good luck. Godspeed. What speed is that? I don't know, 45. Under the speed limit. What, go slow, you mean? No, I mean fast. Godspeed. Yeah. God with a big cigar, a lot of hair. Oh, buddy. I think that's God's speed, isn't it? Was that God? Yeah. So the chaos, the God chaos. I believe in the God chaos. I would believe in the God chaos, you know, if he was around. I think he's not a God with a plan, a God without a plan. A God going, what? Me? I didn't know. And he lives in a caravan in deep space. Do I? Is it? Oh, right. What? Just trying to make a flan here. Can't get the pilot light on. You don't need to applaud too much on this. I kind of like if the video has no applause at all, then everyone just goes. You know, just because sometimes when applause happens, I keep thinking, oh, I should go. And, but thank you.
Believe me when I say we can all do more than we think we can do. All I did was apply that to myself. And if you believe in humanity, please do this too.